Hi, this is Tim Underwood, a committed friend and follower of Jesus Christ. I've wrestled with what that might mean in practical, day-to-day ways. Here are some of my thoughts. They've helped me clarify a few things. I hope they're useful for you as well, or at least get you thinking. The problem that we have, said the speaker, is that we're trying to do God's work in the power of our own strength. Have you ever heard this spiritual maxim? An older way of stating it is that we're trying to do God's work in the power of the flesh. There is a powerful truth here, one that I've come back to many times in my spiritual walk. What it's essentially saying is that to accomplish God's mission, we need God's help. If we try to do God's work without reliance on God, we're about as effective as a man who tries to snowplow a road covered with 6 feet of snow by putting his snowplow truck in neutral and pushing it. The only snow shifted will be what is shoved aside in the ruts created by his slipping feet. We need God's strength to accomplish God's work. That makes sense. Jesus, in fact, said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." John 15:5. Paul, from a positive angle, asserted, "I can do everything through him who gives me strength." Philippians 4:13. Our sinfulness, ignorance, and weakness, and indeed our humanity, are wholly inadequate for the high, holy task of walking in Jesus' steps. The challenge I have with this statement is not its basic truth. It's the application of that truth. How do I know when I'm relying too much on my own strength and not enough on God's strength? It's a question which can make a conscientious believer endlessly introspective and confused. What does that reliance feel like? Does peaceful bliss wash over me? Is it possible to rely on God and still feel stressed and exhausted? What about results? If I'm relying on God, will my life be full of amazing spiritual ministry, tons of people getting saved or revived, all my kids growing into strong believers? Or can I rely on God's strength and not end up with many obvious results in my ministry? Let me begin by making some clarifications. First of all, ultimately, there is no such thing as my strength. God made us. He equips us. He energizes us. There is ultimately no strength for anyone, believer or non-believer, apart from God. For from him and to him and through him are all things, Romans 11:36. Or as Hebrews 1:3b says of Jesus, sustaining all things by his powerful word. How we use that strength is another question. We can misuse it. But all strength has its origin in God. Secondly, reliance on God's strength is not the same thing as passivity. We're not merely chess pieces waiting to be moved by the divine hand. The Bible makes it very clear that God expects us to actively use the strength and resources he's given us. Paul often mentions the intense effort he puts into serving Christ, saying things like, "I press on toward the goal to win the prize," Philippians 3:14. And 8 times the New Testament uses the phrase, "make every effort." Next, there is a healthy sense of self-reliance. God has given us resources, and he expects us to use them and to gain some confidence in our ability to do so. This is what spiritual growth, schooling, and life experience is intended to produce. We learn to do many things for ourselves, from crawling and using a spoon to completing schoolwork and eventually performing the full range of adult responsibilities, including spiritual ones. "I can do this for myself" is a good part of healthy independence. It need not involve pride, since we're simply using our God-given abilities. Nevertheless, we can and often do become overly self-reliant. We can easily forget the true source of our strength and become overly self-focused and self-dependent. Jeremiah 17:5 puts it this way, "Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord." God wants us ultimately to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, Proverbs 3:5. As I mentioned, it's not always easy to know when we're relying on God rather than ourselves, but let's explore this with a couple of questions. How might I know that I'm not relying on God's strength? Here are some possible clues. First, excessive worry may reveal insufficient reliance on God. Paul tells us, "Do not be anxious about anything," Philippians 4:6. Now, I think that a little anxiety before a job interview, for instance, is normal and even useful. It can keep us alert and more energetic. But chronic worry is often a clue that we're not relying enough on God, though brain chemistry issues can make things worse. God wants us to cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Next, focusing overmuch on our own performance may reveal insufficient reliance on God. It's one thing to self-monitor. Paul talks, for instance, about serving God with a clear conscience, 2 Timothy 1:3. But constant self-evaluation gets the focus off of God and too much on ourselves. He alone is my rock and my salvation, says David, Psalm 62:2. For the mature believer, self-monitoring becomes mostly background monitoring, while the main focus remains on God. Next, pessimism about our usefulness to God may reveal insufficient reliance on God. Pessimism often poses as counterfeit humility. Oh, I'll never accomplish much for God. I'm not that gifted. Sounds humble, but it's based on an untruth. In Christ, we're all gifted, 1 Corinthians 12. And with His strength, we can do everything, Philippians 4:13. His power is made perfect in weakness, 2 Corinthians 12:9. Next, resorting to manipulative tactics may reveal insufficient reliance on God. It's one thing to encourage and even exhort others. We're told, for instance, to spur one another on toward love and good deeds, Hebrews 10:25. It's another thing to rely on manipulative tactics such as guilt trips, excessive pressure, flattery, or salesmanship. Only God can truly change another person's heart. Next, frequent discouragement or spiritual exhaustion may reveal insufficient reliance on God. We all go through bouts of weariness and discouragement in our walk with Christ. That's normal. But staying mired in these may reveal that we've been attempting to carry too much of the burden on ourselves and our own efforts. Our part matters, but it's God's part that makes our part effective. He's meant to do the heavy lifting, not us. Finally, setting the spiritual bar too low may reveal insufficient reliance on God. It's not hard in our own strength to attain a sort of superficial spirituality or perform certain ministry tasks with outward competence. We can acquire an impressive religious veneer, like the church at Sardis. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Revelation 3:1. Deep spiritual maturity and substantial spiritual fruit, however, are impossible to attain without significant reliance on God. Only God can transform our hearts. The real question addressed next time is, how can I learn to rely sufficiently on God?
May God bless you in your journey toward Him.